This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas, and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Southwest washout.
Inches and inches of mud, water waist high.
Bomb kills daughter of Putin ally.
Some pro-Kremlin commentators and politicians are blaming Ukraine.
Additional monkeypox vaccine.
We have to pivot now to attack this virus and stop it from spreading.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. At least 13 million people from Arizona to Louisiana are on alert for flooding as a strong weather system churns eastward. Here's CBS's Omar Villafranca.
Torrential rain poured across North Texas overnight, flooding streets in Fort Worth. In Utah, search and rescue efforts are underway for at least one hiker who may have been swept into a flooded river. Monsoon rains pounded the region. Rescue crews worry 29-year-old Jital Agniotri of Tucson, Arizona, may have drowned. Park police received reports of multiple hikers being swept off their feet by floodwaters. Video shows an unidentified person clinging to a log as the floodwaters rushed past a group of hikers. In eastern Utah, floodwaters rushed through the streets and forced people to carry children out of washed-out businesses.
And this is nuts.
As patrons pushed their way out of knee-deep water in partially submerged restaurants.
Now overseas, in the deadly bomb attack in Russia that has some pointing the finger of blame at Ukraine. CBS's Charlie Daggett has the latest.
Dead at the scene, Daria Dugina, daughter of influential ultra-nationalist Alexander Dugin, an outspoken supporter for the war in Ukraine. Kyiv quickly denied responsibility, the president's office saying, unlike Russia, we are not a terrorist state. The target is believed to have been Dugin himself, a man often described as Putin's brain. The attack has escalated tensions in the run-up to Ukraine's Independence Day on Wednesday, and 6 months since stunned Ukrainians heard this sound for the first time.
Ukraine government employees have been advised to work from home this week because of fears of Russian retaliatory attacks. There was a new round of Russian shelling near Europe's largest nuclear plant in Ukraine. Here at home in Arkansas, there's an investigation after a violent arrest captured on video. CBS's Nikki Batiste.
Disturbing cell phone video appears to show two Crawford County deputies and one Mulberry police officer pinning Randall Worcester to the ground and repeatedly punching him in the head and kneeing him in the legs.
This is bad.
Then one officer lifts Worcester's head up and smashes it into the ground. The video does not show what happened before the arrest. The Crawford County Sheriff told our CBS affiliate KFSM it started around 11 miles away in Alma, Arkansas. Alma police responded to a call about a man making terroristic threats against a gas station employee. The man allegedly spit on the employee and threatened to cut off their face. He then biked to Mulberry, where the officer and deputies in the video met with him. The sheriff said the conversation started calmly but escalated when Worcester allegedly pushed one of the deputies to the ground and punched him in the back of the head.
The officers involved have been suspended. In Louisville, a former police officer is expected today to plead guilty in court to a charge linked to the fatal police raid of Breonna Taylor's home. CBS's Robert Costa has the latest information this morning on former President Trump's efforts to reclaim material seized by the FBI at his Florida estate.
CBS News has learned that some associates of the former president believe the Justice Department probe stems from a flurry of disorganized activity as he left office. Sources say Trump decided to bring around 24 boxes of material to his Florida home instead of handing them over to the National Archives, a move that ultimately alarmed federal investigators who worried the boxes contained classified information. The Justice Department has until Thursday to show a Florida judge its proposed redactions to the FBI warrant's underlying affidavit, which could now be released to the public amid calls for transparency.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
An additional 1.8 million doses of monkeypox vaccine are heading into the pipeline today. There are more than 14,000 confirmed cases in the U.S. now. CBS's Dr. David Agus.
COVID-19, we knew nothing. We had nothing, no weapons to treat this. Here, we have vaccines that work, and we have drugs that will stop monkeypox cold. And so the key now is to use them appropriately, get them to where they're needed, and basically stop the spread of this virus across the country.
First Lady Jill Biden left COVID isolation yesterday after testing negative twice. The White House says she took Paxlovid and her symptoms were minor. Closing arguments are set for today in the retrial of two men charged with plotting to kidnap Michigan's governor. The two men did not testify at the trial. In Florida, the defense begins to present its case today in the sentencing trial of school shooter Nicholas Cruz. Prosecutors want the death penalty for the gunman who killed 17 people at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Ford Motor Company says it will appeal a $1.7 billion verdict in a deadly Georgia crash. CBS's Wendy Gillette.
The suit centers on a pickup rollover accident in 2014 that killed a couple in their 2002 Ford F-250 truck. Their children sued, insisting the vehicle has a weak roof. In a statement, Ford says it does not believe the verdict is supported by the evidence.
78-year-old actor Gary Busey faces sexual misconduct charges in New Jersey for an alleged incident earlier this month at a Monster Mania convention. Ryan Hughes of KYW-TV.
Right now, police are not providing details on the incident, but the law firm representing the horror film convention tells CBS 3 Monster Mania is assisting police in the investigation. In a statement, the firm says, immediately upon receiving a complaint from the attendees, the celebrity guest was removed from the convention and instructed not to return.
At 61 years old, eccentric former NBA player Dennis Rodman may be on the move again, as we hear from CBS's Monica Ricks.
Dennis Rodman says he got permission to visit Russia to try to get Brittany Griner out of jail and could go as soon as this week. Back in 2014, he called Russian President Vladimir Putin cool after a trip to Moscow. And over the last decade, he's made several visits to North Korea after becoming friends with Kim Jong-un.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Gift cards can be fun. They can also be forgotten.
Despite inflation concerns, nearly half of U.S. adults have at least one unused gift card, voucher, or store credit. That's big money, according to Ted Rossman with CreditCards.com.
And extended to the whole population, it's a whopping $21 billion. In fact, I've seen data that Starbucks alone has more than $1 billion worth of unredeemed gift cards.
The average per person in unused gift cards is $175. 52% of millennials have at least one unused gift card. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
Teachers in Columbus, Ohio are walking a picket line today, 2 days before the start of school. Last night, 94% of more than 4,000 union members rejected what the school board called its final offer. If the strike is going on when classes resume, the district plans to employ remote learning. And that's the World News Roundup for Monday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.